Neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Sound familiar? That's the creed of the U.S. Postal Service. Now, before you bust out laughing, try to contain yourself, because an addition is needed that's actually quite serious. Unsafe vehicles and poorly trained drivers. That's what a New Jersey resident learned about the USPS in a very direct way. And this issue is more common than you may think, and certainly more than the USPS wants you to know. Joining us to look at this road risk and its consequences is the legal representative of the New Jersey resident who's caught up in all of this, from Ram Law, personal injury attorney Tyler Hall. How are you today, Tyler?
Good, Chris. Thanks so much for having me.
Learn more about the legal services of Ram Law. It's ramlawnj.com. We have that link at our homepage as well. So give us the specifics of this case. What happened?
Sure. So my client was driving from Pennsylvania to New Jersey. It's October of 2021. He's en route 78, heading east. It's the morning commute. And that day in particular, it was extra rainy. There was a ton of traffic on Route 78. And as he's slowing down for traffic, he's a little bit west of Clinton. As he's slowing down for traffic, he happens to look in his rearview mirror. He sees a full-size tractor trailer going full speed right behind him in his lane. At the last moment, he tries to turn his wheel to the right, put his car in gear to get out of the way. It's too late. Tractor trailer smashes into the back of him. He spins a few times, hits a guardrail, eventually comes to rest, facing the opposite direction on Route 78. So that's kind of the event that has led to what we've started to uncover in the case.
How serious were the injuries?
Yeah, he looks fine at the scene, but he's later diagnosed that day with a concussion. He's got spinal injuries. He has a permanent back brace, and he's young. So I think he's 35 when the crash happens. No prior injuries. He's a former naval operator, living a normal life, and now he's got a permanent back brace with surgery on the horizon.
And you have to think, too, that he was aware and he was able to at least to some degree physically and mentally lessen the blow, I guess you'd say, as preparing for it, versus if he was just sitting there and got struck blind. I tend to think the injuries would have even been more serious than that.
Right. When we talk about a stopped car getting hit by a tractor trailer going full speed on the back, sometimes the tractor trailer can go up and over the car.
Yeah.
In this case, because of the angle, he was able, the damage to his vehicle is devastating. But at least because of the angle, he got shot out to the right across another lane and probably saved his life.
Now, part of the reality behind this story is the driver of that postal vehicle isn't, well, technically a postal employee. You would think otherwise, but this is the case you're finding out here.
Yeah, he is an agent of the USPS via two other companies that were in between the USPS and him. So technically the driver is hauling mail from North Carolina up to Massachusetts when this happened. So he's an employee of another company that was contracted by the USPS to haul the freight.
A new driver, from what I read, too, had no experience before starting in October of that year, 2021. He admitted that his application and signature acknowledgement of training, that was forged. And he tried to get the cop to not do a report, which, I mean, did the driver have any immediate legal ramifications for his actions?
He is still a truck driver. he had still continued to work with that company for a period of time before moving on to another company. So you're right. At the scene, he tells the police officer, please don't give me a police report. I'm a brand new driver. I've had other accidents. And we obtained his driving record that showed 5 months before the accident, he gets his commercial driver's license, which I obtained my CDL permit as an attorney just to see what the process was like. It's really not that hard. And I was certainly not qualified to operate an 80,000-pound tractor trailer, but this was his first job as a tractor trailer driver. He had been on the job for 3 weeks, and the company trusted him to drive all over the country for them.
Now, this is not uncommon. I doing a little Google wandering, I came across a story. This is actually a few months before the incident with your client. June of 2021, Jeffrey Williams was riding home for dinner. This was on the northbound bike lane, Central Park West. This is when they still allowed vehicles in the park. And he was struck by a USPS truck driver, Sergey Alksey, if I believe the pronunciation is. He'd been with the USPS. Indirectly, I think this is a similar situation, right? Close to 15 years. Said he didn't see the cyclist, and he was charged in three previous cases of reckless driving. First one took place prior to his employment with the Postal Service. Two others while he was employed by the Postal Service. And apparently, you're fired as a driver from the USPS. You basically have to kill someone, which is what happened with Jeffrey Williams. He later died from his injuries after being struck by a truck on a bike, which you would imagine that was going to happen.
Right, right. Yeah, that's unfortunately, that is how the USPS handles these cases, and throughout the trucking industry as a whole, it's how it's handled. Safety, removing unsafe drivers from the road often happens only after something really, really bad happens. People die, people get hurt. That then triggers a safety response, but there are not adequate protocols in place to keep safe drivers on the road and to remove unsafe drivers before something really bad happens.
Talking with personal injury attorney Tyler Hall, representing a New Jersey resident who was struck by a U.S. Postal Service truck with a sort of U.S. Postal Service driver. Learn more about Ram Law and their legal services at ramlawnj.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as your specific case, what has been the reaction from the USPS?
So when this all came out, and this was recent, I got the information that the USPS was involved maybe March 1st. So this is just happening right now. I sent a Freedom of Information Act request that day to the Postal Service to get their contract with this company, to get any other communications between the Postal Service and this company about prior accidents, this accident specifically. There is also a third company that's involved, one who contracted with the USPS, and this is the real problem. It's called double brokering. They contracted with the USPS to haul this load. Then this third-party company hired this driver and his company to then haul the load. Double brokering is basically where you want to move your stuff across the country. You hire a company that you think is safe. They then turn around and hire someone you don't even know about to haul your stuff across the country. So through that, you get a situation like this, where someone who shouldn't have been on the road and a company who had a bad safety history is now hauling products across the country. It's illegal under the federal law, and it looks like that's what's happened here. So what's going to happen in the future is we are likely going to amend our complaint to add this third-party company that we just found out about, and possibly also the United States Postal Service.
I know this is out of your legal wheelhouse, but also brings into question security for the mail. How do you know these drivers, these individuals are on the up and up? Are they bonded? Do they have a security check, background checks on them? You know, I mean, we hear about the postal workers that every, you know, whenever the Social Security checks come out, you always hear that obligatory story somewhere in the nation that postal worker has been plucking the checks out of his mailbag.
Yep. In order to become an over-the-road truck driver with the USPS, all you have to do is basically show that you're 21 years of age, that you live in and around the area where you're going to have to pick up the freight, and that you have a truck that's big enough to haul the pallets of mail that they put in the back. That is it. They don't give a security screening. They don't go through your driver record. They don't go through, for the company itself, they don't go through the safety record. So our mail gets from point A to point B, but the people who are actually hauling it, we have no idea who they are. We have no idea whether they're safe, or we have no idea whether they're a danger to the motoring public.
It's actually more challenging to get a job at Walmart than it is at the USPS, judging by that those prerequisites.
It is, and the most unfortunate thing with how the USPS runs this part of their business is that they will remove trucking companies from being a contractor, but the trucking company has to self-report their issues to the USPS. So if the federal government tells a truck company, we think you're unsafe, the USPS then has to rely on the trucking company to report that. That data is all publicly available. It's things that we get as part of our truck crash practice, but the USPS and their auditors and their safety people, it looks like they do not access that same data that every American has access to.
And you mentioned about considering bringing the USPS into the legal action. I guess that's going to all hinge on the nuts and bolts of the contract. If the trucking company signs a document agreeing to handle all responsibilities, that pretty much cuts the USPS out of the picture.
It may, and that's something that we are going to explore. It looks like in this case, believe it or not, the USPS contracted with this company out of Florida. They actually have a really good safety history when they operate their own trucks. So it looks like USPS did the right thing in this situation by hiring a safe trucking company, but then that trucking company turned around and hired an unsafe company to do it, and it doesn't look like there were any protocols in place from the USPS to make sure that their mail was on the trucks of the company that they actually hired as opposed to someone else.
When you hear a story and then you explore the story, you wind up with a whole new story, as we've just learned here when it comes to the U.S. Postal Service and how they get mail from point A to, well, at least try to get to point B, but it doesn't always work out. And that's because of a lot of what you just heard from Tyler and what this person in New Jersey had experienced and is going to experience from this point on in their lives. Certainly could have been a more tragic ending, but a permanent back injury is not something for a happy and pleasant life. Learn more about the legal services of Ram Law. It's ramlawnj.com. He is one of the personal injury attorneys. Tyler Hall, thanks for the insight into this story, and hopefully the outcome will be a brighter light on what needs to be better known about and better reacted to. Thanks for being here today.
You got it, Chris. It was my pleasure.